Brass Tactics.
Those funky tactics.
Brass Tactics.
Boom,
those
boom,
funky
boom.
Tactics.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
Dude, I don't know if I have it in me to do that every episode, and I don't know if the listeners have the ears
right
for that for every
episode. Do you think that the Beastie Boys would give us permission to use just a sample? I mean, isn't that what rappers do? Do you have to get permission?
I think the rappers do that. Yeah. Yeah. They've been doing it for
When I said they, I meant the rappers.
Oh yeah.
Just to be very, very clear.
Very difficult to use pronouns these days.
What is they referring to now? Shit.
Do we have to re-record this one? No. And if we offended you, then you probably
I am definitely offended because I can't even say words that are like every third word of a sentence. Okay.
All right. So on this episode of the Insurance Dudes, my dudes and dudettes out there, if we've offended you, then this probably isn't the podcast for you. Of course, as you know, it's the show where we separate the wheat from the chaff.
Yes.
When it comes to insurance marketing strategies.
Yeah.
And I'm Jason Feltman.
And I am Mr. Craig Pretziger, and I have not heard you talk about separating the wheat from the chaff in such a long time. It's such a pleasant return.
I almost said shaft.
So many things that you can't say. In these so let's just replay. Let's skip all that. Replay what happened last time. So we took a hard look at some of the most commonly recommended tactics that some of the people that think they have it in our best interest are trying to give. And we looked at them and exposed why they don't cut it. So in today's competitive landscape, we saw that we need to move on. That was like, what? And so, Mr. Jason, what do you think?
we Craig and I have this the game live today, so I don't know how well this is going to go, but yeah. Well, we're not just here to tear things down, are we, Mr. Craig?
No.
We promised our listeners that we do a deep dive into strategies that actually work. Remember, we set up a whole ending where we talked about, you know, sitting out in the cold with a warm cup of Joe.
Oh, in the pine, the crisp pine air.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lake Arrowhead. Something local to you.
Yes. And we talked about the agents that get that all important benchmark of 10 quoted households a day.
Yes, that's right, Mr. Jason. 10. When I heard that, I just thought, what? So that's the number that separates the good from the great in this business. It could be slightly lower, slightly higher, depending on where you are. Everything we do, though, every strategy that we've been using has been focused on hitting that number. Everything rotates around our quote per day, our quoted households per day per producer.
Let me give you the why on that.
Ooh.
Why isn't it more and why isn't it less? Well, we've realized this, that most quotes are going to be, we optimize for 30 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So at 10, that would be 5 hours of talk time if they maximize the 30 minutes of talk time for the quotes.
Hit me with some maths.
Once you start going over that into 12, 14, whatever, they're going to start skimping on the quotes. Yeah. It gets closer to terrible.
Yes.
Very.
I mean, extremely.
Yes.
Closer to terrible.
So this metric of 10 might even be too much, to be totally honest. It might be 8, but you can go over under 2, and there's an argument for that because of, you know, margin for error and all the other stuff. So that's why we do the 10. And I just wanted to give the why behind that, because sometimes the why makes more sense. I don't do anything without a good why.
Well, so, but then tell me I something. Think the, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, you tell me something to do without a good why, I ain't going to do it. No matter if it's the best thing ever.
Right.
I need to know.
Yeah, you. This is true. I can vouch for what you just said.
Yeah. My son's the same way.
The other thing is on the quoted is that we're just going to move on. So let's start with the live transfers. Number one, this is where you're going to be buying the leads that are already on the phone and they're ready to talk to one of your agents. So the appeal here is obvious, right? It eliminates a lot of the front end stuff, a lot of the prospecting and chasing.
Yes. Like those cold calls we were talking about last week.
Right.
But there are some serious drawbacks to this approach. Great. Now I feel like we're talking about Amy again. The first is consistency, or rather the lack thereof. Ooh. Why is that? With live transfers, you're at the mercy of the lead provider. And some of those might get flooded with calls and other days you might not, right? So like,
right.
What do you do? What do you do when it goes down?
Well, and it makes it totally hard to plan and allocate. You don't know what to do with your resources, right? So your agents are either twiddling their thumbs or worse, or they're super overwhelmed, and neither is good for morale. And now you got issues, right?
Yep. And the second issue, talking about issues, is the cost. Mm-hmm. Live transfers are expensive. These can be like $50 to $100. That's 20 times more than you pay for the typical internet lead.
Right. And if you assume, so let's we're going to play devil's advocate and say that they're great. And we're going to assume a high close rate of 20%. We don't hit, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do that. So 20% as an assumption.
Okay. Man,
I'm just not at the A game today. But a 20% assumption is pretty high. So I think it's safe to use that. If your cost per sale is still going to be $250 or more. So that's like best case scenarios. And that's a tough number to build a profitable agency around, if that's going to be your best.
Yeah, I agree. But perhaps the biggest issue with live transfers is the loss of control over your data. We've talked about this before, but you know, we gotta keep talking about it. Yeah. When you're buying internet leads, you're building a valuable database of prospects that you have their information that you can nurture over time. People don't want to buy right away. Like in our agency, I think we get 5 to 10. I wouldn't even say 10. Really, it's like 5 to 8% is a one-time, first-time close. People these days, they need a little bit more time.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the whole nature of it, right? As you know, that if you put in inputs now, it still takes a little bit of time to work its way through. So that's real important. With live transfers, you only get that one shot, right? You get that one shot at the sale, and then you don't get to keep the data; it's gone. So I'll tell you, in this business, data is the asset.
Yes,
and we'll close people. We've had reports back of people being closed in the 200s. So somebody recently just said that they got somebody at 2-something, which is insane. Like they were really stretching it out. But we know that, right? It's the same way in almost anything. If you look at your sales funnel, if you look at the people that come to us and do all of these things and talk to us, they don't just the first day, right?
Yep. Yep. And live transfers often seems like the solution. I know I have thought it was the solution in the past, but they're actually very expensive, unreliable, and it's very difficult to get to that amazing target that we were talking about, the 10 quoted household target a day.
Right. Yeah. Very difficult. So now let's look at direct mail, the big papery elephant in the room. This is the traditional approach, right? It's like, I'm talking just buying a bunch of stuff, sending out from Mailhouse, targeting a list of prospects and hope they call in for a quote.
Yeah, direct mail can work, but it's slow and it's a costly path to 10 quoted households. In our experience, a good mailer might generate a 0.75% call-in rate. So for every 10,000 pieces that you send out, you might get 75 calls. And it's ridiculous to track. I mean, it's so much easier with internet leads, don't you think?
Yeah, it's just extra stuff. Ed, this is the thing, is if you present it to your team's always going to want the mailers, right? Because the team wants the easy way out. But the team doesn't care about how much you're spending, right? And I care more about them getting the results. So I'm going to spend on the thing that's going to get the better results, which is actually going to benefit them more because they're going to make more money and everybody wins. Yeah.
Yep. And the costs add up quickly, right? A Miller might cost a dollar per piece or something like that. So you're looking at a crazy investment just to get those 70 calls. Okay. So if your agents are able to quote 100% of those calls, which is very optimistic and unrealistic, but let's just say, and you close at the industry average of around 16%, you end up with 12 sold policies.
Oh, wow. Bingo. So that puts your cost per sale at over $800. And that's assuming everything goes perfectly and with really good numbers. So in reality, you're likely going to be seeing an acquisition cost of over $1,000, especially in the beginning or even higher in the beginning per household.
Well, that just doesn't sound very sustainable for most agencies.
No.
Mr. Craig.
No.
So you might be able to make the math work if you have a very high lifetime customer value, but it's still a risky and expensive way to grow. I don't like it.
Yeah. If there's an option out that has a proven track record to perform better and do it less expensively, then that's where I go. Beep, beep. So that brings us to our third option. And I get to deliver the winner here, Mr. Jason, real-time internet leads.
That's right. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. With internet leads, you'll be getting a constant flow of fresh, targeted prospects that deliver straight to your agents. Hey, Craig, when you buy something, do you go on the internet and Google it and type it in?
As a matter of fact, I do.
So is that the first place you go or do you go to Sears or JCPenney first?
As a matter of fact, the first place I go is the internet.
That's right. Get with it. Like if you still have that old school mentality that internet leads suck and that, this is a fad, a trend. Dude, the internet's here to stay. I don't know if you've read the news lately. Look at the stock market. All right. Where are the billion-dollar companies? Internet. It's all internet. It gives you the most leverage. Get into this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Anybody with resistance on that, I mean, I'm a little older and it took me longer to really convert to it, but it's just a no-brainer. Anybody that isn't is going to get left behind. And we don't say it like to upset anybody. It's just, man, we really don't want people to be left behind.
And if it does upset you, you got to get with it. Good.
Yeah.
Take that anger and go dominate out there. And these people have actively expressed interest in the types of policies you sell, and they're out there seeking information on it.
Oh, but so many people, they sell to more than one agent, Mr. Jason.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But here's the thing. That same person's going to go walk in. So my agency's, well, I guess it's not here anymore, even though now it's just my office. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that, but who cares? But in this complex, there's also the other big carriers in this complex.
What are the other big carriers?
The Vin farmers maybe. And the State Farms. Uh-huh. So two farms in two states, I guess, right? Three carriers.
You only mentioned two.
Yeah, but I can't mention the other one for legal purposes because I'll be sued apparently.
And nor have we.
Yeah, have we. I've stayed in the rules. Now, the people that walk around to all the agencies to get all these quotes, like whoever gets a quote from us is going to get a quote from them and stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, people do seek out different areas. Who cares if the lead's getting sold to multiple people? That same person is reaching out in multiple areas too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't run from it.
And so based on the data, which we talked about a little bit before, we know it's like 8 to 15%, it kind of fluctuates there, but of first contact calls, like, you know, you quoted it for the first time and it closes, it's only 8 to 15%. It's small, right? A very small amount of those people. So think about it. In the same way, when somebody's walking around shopping or doing the same thing, right? They are going to look. So it's not a function of who's the best at closing. It's a function of who's the most persistent.
Craig, give me, start with number one. What are the three advantages here?
So you're typically going to buy high quality internet leads for around $4 to $5. That's a fraction of what you'd pay for a live transfer or a direct mail lead.
That's right. Second is speed. And that's what you were alluding to earlier.
Yeah.
Speed with real time leads. Your agents can be following up with these leads and prospects in minutes of them submitting their information.
Right.
And that is crucial. Because the faster you respond, the higher your chances of setting that quote and that appointment.
That is right. And thanks for getting me back on track, Mr. Jason, because I did go off on a tangent. And this is a third, scalability, super important, right? With internet leads, you can dial up, no pun intended, your volume. You can dial it up, you can dial it down based on your capacity and your goals. So while we don't ever encourage quick changes, it does give you that option. And if you want to hit 10 quoted households, you can buy enough leads to make that happen, no matter what. That's a fact.
Yes. #facts. Supply and demand. There is way more supply than demand here. And there always will be. That was, remember, that's what one of the first things that a lead provider told me. I came very close to an account manager. And he said, if you can make internet leads work, don't ever worry about supply. And that's when we were running out of supply of live transfers. Because those things do run out of supply. Anyways, right. Let's talk about the most important thing here. With internet leads, you own the data.
Yeah.
Every lead you buy is a new entry into your database.
Right.
Right? A new prospect to nurture and follow up with over time. So you better have a rockin' CRM. And if you do, that is some equity.
Yep. And if you get the right kind, which you read about in Internet Lead Secrets, we talk about all about those. And Mr. Jason talk about that in a second. But if you get the right kind, it's going to work because you then can build a sustainable, profitable agency. The math works. Like, it's all about the math. Like, anybody that thinks that, oh, this sucks or this, it doesn't matter. It's the math. I mean, we have 100 million dials. It is the math. So it does work. And we know that you can do it. So you got to fill that pipeline, right? You got to get the right leads. You got to get them in there and you got to be calling the right people.
100%. And when you couple real-time internet leads with a well-designed sales process and CRM and skilled team of agents, hitting 10 quoted households becomes not just possible, but inevitable.
Yeah. I remember back in the old, like back before we had everything all in place and did this, and I even believed that internet leads worked, like my sales agents, probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 households a day of quoting. And when I ask, I mean, that seems to be pretty much kind of, you know, par for the course. So it's scary, like the difference, right? It's just so remarkably different that I remember just going, that's not ever going to happen. But no, it does happen. The people that are succeeding are doing it, and it's totally doable. You just got to follow the formula.
100%.
Now,
of course, this is just a starting point. Generating the leads is one thing, but you also need to have the right process in place to convert those to clients.
That's right. And we'll be diving into the future episodes, the scripts, the strategies, the key metrics that you're going to need to know and that you're going to need to be tracking to optimize your sales process and get the most out of every lead.
Yeah. So this is it. This is your accountability to become an elite agent out there, right? Listen, every week we're going to get you there. But for now, the message is clear. If you're serious about hitting 10 quoted households and building a thriving agency, real-time internet leads is, in my opinion, our opinion, the only way to go.
Yep. So start testing, start tracking, start building, do that pipeline and stay tuned for more brass tactics. And what can they go check out?
They can go check out Internet Lead Secrets.
Oh,
at theidudes.com. Just go over there. Just go. But until next time, this is Jason Feltman and Craig signing off. Remember, in this business, action is everything. Action takers are money makers, they say. So don't just listen, implement, iterate, and dominate.